With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. First France, then the United Kingdom, and now Canada bow to terror group Hamas. Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Canada intends to recognize the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September 2025.
Department of Justice says UCLA violated the civil rights of Jewish and Israeli students. Federal officials say the students reported harassment and intimidation during the pro-Hamas encampment on campus in the spring of 2024. The DOJ says UCLA responded with deliberate indifference and did not remove the encampment until it was attacked by a pro-Israel group. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Trump administration will make UCLA pay a heavy price. Hearings begin on a fatal mid-air crash in D.C.
Investigators have found that a helicopter involved in a deadly January crash with a passenger plane over Washington was flying above its height limit. The helicopter's altitude measuring instrument was also inaccurate. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy.
I am concerned. There is a possibility that what the crew saw was very different than what the true altitude was. We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters, the barometric altimeters on the UH-60 Lima. So we are concerned, and it's something we have to continue to investigate.
The crash killed 67 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A suspect's in custody after a city councilman in Virginia was set on fire at work. Authorities say Danville City Council member Lee Vogler was in his office when someone forced their way in, poured gas on him, and lit him on fire as he tried to run out of the building. The suspect, identified as Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes, has been arrested and charged with attempted murder. The two did know one another. This is SRN News. Washington State will no longer report assisted suicide numbers.
Disability activists and pro-life advocates are crying foul over the decision by the government, saying it seems as though authorities want to hide the growing dimensions of the controversial Death with Dignity program. Critics also point out that the law legalizing assisted suicide in Washington requires the state to make annual statistical reports. Government officials say it costs too much money to provide the annual numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutors filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with the stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. Authorities say the suspect tried to use the crime as a way of being admitted into ISIS. The guy allegedly sent a photo of himself to members of the terror group before stabbings to give the terrorists the opportunity to claim responsibility for the crime. This is SRN News. NASA and India are teaming up.
They've launched an Earth-mapping satellite capable of tracking the slightest changes in land and ice. The $1.3 billion mission will help forecasters and first responders stay one step ahead of floods, landslides, and other disasters. The satellite will survey virtually all of Earth's terrain multiple times with its two radars and will join dozens of Earth observation missions already in operation by the U.S. and India. John Scott reporting.
Cash App is rolling out a new feature that allows peer-to-peer payments. It lets users pool money with friends or family to pay for things like group gifts, restaurant checks, vacations, even expenses like grocery bills. Users can create pools through the payment tab by setting up a target amount and inviting users to pay through Cash App or non-users to pay through Apple or Google Pay. More details at srnnews.com.